It's time to conatere. It's time to conatere. It's time to conatere.
It's a key. Kia ora whangaroa, nau mai haere mai ki te kupu te reo. Conversational te reo. We thought that we'll just have a conversation to start off with.
Oi, kia ora whaia.
Kia ora, Piviana.
Kia te pai koe.
So it's been te reo week. Yes.
Oi, right. Te wiki o te reo.
So we're going to start off with a conversation of greeting and farewelling people and asking where someone's going. Shall we start?
Oi.
And we've got two characters here. I'm Mere. And
Call Maka aho.
And Fiasemi is Maka. Okay. Tēnā koe.
Kia ora.
Kei te pēwhia koe.
Kei te pai au. Kei te pēhia koe.
Kei te pai au. Nō whia koe.
Nō Rotorua au. Nō hia koe.
Nō Tamakima Kairau au. Ko ai tō ingoa?
Ko Maka. Ko ai tō ingoa?
Ko Mere.
Kei te haere koe ki hia e Mere?
Kei te haere au ki te kainga.
Ka pai te tūtaki ki a koe e Mere mā te wā.
Ai, ka kite anō i a koe. And that was just a simple conversation. I'm just asking our names, ko ai tō ingoa, and nō whia koe, where we're from, and where we're going. And I was going home.
Yeah. You can't wait to go home.
Yeah.
No.
just arrived.
Me haere a ho.
Me haere a ho. Me haere a ho. We'll leave that for the last. Yeah. So it's hasn't it been a week?
Yeah.
A mean week, is it?
A lot's happened.
Yeah, a lot has definitely happened, especially the news about the Queen.
Yeah.
She was an amazing lady to have started off her career as a young woman in her 20s, being crowned, and in a world of men.
Yeah.
Because there were no reigning females. She was it.
It's nice to have had a matriarch. Yeah. And I try and imagine that kind of life, like that life of service and duty, and exactly. It wouldn't have been easy, eh?
No.
I mean, it definitely would have come with its privileges, but it would have come with a lot of responsibility and, yeah, just all that, the public eye and everything. So she handled it pretty well, I reckon.
She did really. I think I was listening to her. Number one goal was to serve the people, to serve her country, and she did that really well in a real humbling way. I think that's probably why she lasted 70 years, because of her attitude and with her family and all the goings-on within her family, but she still held it, you know?
Yeah, she had to be solid, eh?
Yeah.
Yeah, while everyone was wavering.
Yeah, and I think the fact that she was involved in, like, the first royal to be involved in the army, I think she drove Land Rovers and she was quite amazing, you know. But anyway, we've chosen the song about teardrops.
Ah, yes.
So this is
dedicated to the Queen.
To the Queen, yes.
Next time.
And that was Teardrops from Womack and Womack. Yeah.
Yes.
Dancing on the dance floor.
It's a good jam.
Yeah, it is a good jam. Right, we've got another, we're going to read another conversation here. This time it's about action phrases and what we're going to do. And in this particular one, we're going to the sea to do some surfing. But one decides to pike out and not surf, but read a book instead. Really, you know. So it's Mere and Maka again.
Yeah, sorry about my acting in advance.
Kei te pai. E Maka, kei te aha koe I tēnei rā?
Kei te haere au ki te moana.
Kei te aha a hini.
Kei te haere mai ia.
Kei te whakaheke ngaru kōrua.
Kei te whakaheke ngaru au, engari kaore a hēni e whakaheke ngaru ana.
Ka pānui puka puka ia?
Ai, koi rā tana tino mahi.
Koi a kei aia, kaore au e pānui puka puka, hōhā tērā.
Ha ha, kei te kata au o tō kōrero.
Kei te haere au ki te kāinga o Mere I nāianei. Ka kite I a koe, a pōpō, ne?
Ai, mā te wā.
Mā te wā. So I think with Māori Language Week, thought it would be really important just to have a conversation in te reo.
Yeah, ka pai.
I've been considering starting te reo classes back up again at the community house.
Rawe! Yeah.
Next term.
Oh, wow.
It'll be at the community house.
Yeah.
And it'll be hopefully from 6 to 7.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's a good chunk of time,
that's
eh?
That's a good chunk of time because it's not too late or not too... either that 6 or 6:30.
Yeah.
I need to confirm.
Okay.
But I've got a few people who are interested and who want to learn.
Awesome.
Yeah.
That's so good. It's such a good vibe at a te reo class because everyone's in the same boat.
Well, that's right because it's all about social interaction.
Yeah.
And you can't get that on the TV or on the radio.
No.
Basically.
Yeah.
It's only kanohi ki te kanohi, you know, face-to-face with people.
Yeah, and you can ask questions if you don't understand something. Yeah. And
we will be using Scotty Morrison's workbook, Ke Te One, Māori Made Easy, which is sold down at Zinnia's.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I would be recommending that people buy that book.
Yeah. It's a good book, eh?
Yeah, it's real easy. It's real, and it's got some good questions and some good information to start off with. I mean,
and you work through the book.
And then we just work through the book.
Yeah, awesome.
And it just makes it so much easier.
Yeah.
You just throw in a few games maybe or so it'll be great.
You got to practice, eh?
Yeah. So that'll be the fourth term.
Right.
So it's... the last term of the school holidays.
Yeah.
And it will be running for 10 weeks.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. Just for an hour.
Yeah.
That
sounds good. So if somebody was interested, how would they get hold of you via?
Their best bet would be to leave their name and number at the community house.
Okay, cool.
And I can, sure they wouldn't mind if
yeah, that's a good idea. And then because it's central.
Because I'm all over the place. So
yeah. You're not a big phone person, eh?
No, I'm not. I'm not a big phone.
I've got a few unanswered messages. So, yeah, if you want to head along to Fire Lucy's Te Reo classes, Kupi Cafe at the community house in term 4.
Yeah.
Pop into the community house and I'm sure Mike wouldn't mind making a note of who's interested.
Well, I've already booked it in. And,
awesome.
And I've already got about a dozen people already who are interested.
Cool.
So that's something.
Yeah, awesome. And that's great.
Yeah,
I think so. It being Te Reo Te Wiki. Nane Wiki.
Exactly.
So let's get on the waka.
Yes, let's get on the waka, because it's a community initiative and it's the people that are wanting it. So
wanna
do that. So what's our next song?
Well, we were going to celebrate, weren't we?
Yes. And why is that? Fire?
Well, because at 11:59 last night, I heard, eh? When it happened.
Yeah. That's when it happened.
We're out of the alert levels.
Yes, we're out of the alert level. No more COVID.
Yeah, COVID. Yay. See you later.
Yeah, alligator. We've had enough of it, man. We're over the COVID. So this is why we want to celebrate. And this this is our celebration song.
Here we go. It's a good Tuesday jam.
Tino Potawatomi.
Sounds like they're saying, choo-hoo, choo-hoo.
Yeah. No more wearing of masks. And if you do get COVID, yeah, you just do the 7 days. But
you just tap out.
Just tap out. Everyone's over COVID. So that was a nice song to celebrate.
It's been quite a ride, hasn't it?
It has been. I think it's been 2-3 years.
Mm.
It's a long time.
So bizarre, right?
It is.
But we hadn't really, we hadn't really lived through anything like that. It's almost like every generation has some sort of, hardship or some sort of global kind of something that makes you, I don't know, change your way of thinking and you got to get rocked a little bit, I think. Yeah,
I think so.
Mm. Anyway.
Anyway, we've got another conversation here.
Yeah.
And it's all about painting the house, and one of them can't paint the house because got to go to Wellington, but that's okay. get tired and have a rest and have a drink afterwards. So,
okay, you're still met in.
Yes, I'm still met in. You're still maka. E maka, kei te aha koe.
Kei te peitau I taku whare.
Koea. Kei a koe, ka āwhina au I a koe, ne?
Kino ke koe e hoa.
Ka pewhia a hema, ka āwhina I a koe?
Kao, kaore ia e wātea ana, kei te haere ia ki te whanganui a tara.
Wellington, kei te harawena au ki a ia. Ka pai tēnā haerenga.
Ka pai hoki te peita whare e hoa.
Ai, ai. Engari, kāre e kore, ka ngenge tāua.
Tika, ka mutu te mahi, ka hoko inu, ka whakatā.
Haere wātu. a lot's been happening this week. I was thinking it's just about the end of the year.
It's gone really quick, hasn't it?
It's gone really, really quick.
Mm.
And so much has happened in this year.
Yeah.
Engari.
Engari.
Te reo Māori week.
Me haere tonu.
Ai, me haere tonu. I was listening to the news last night, especially the news on Channel 1.
Oh, yeah.
TV 1.
Mm-hmm.
And they've all been speaking te reo.
Oh,
it's
rawe.
Been great.
Cool.
Yeah. Kōrero te reo Māori.
Mm.
And even though they
Kia kaha te reo Māori ne.
Have... their pronunciation still needs a bit of practice, but at least they're trying.
Hey,
yeah.
But it's really hard to be vulnerable and put yourself out there, eh? I remember, when you're first learning, you get embarrassed that you'll pronounce it wrong and you do make mistakes. Mm. And but the more you do it, the better you get. And but it is practice. Hard. It's hard in the beginning. Yeah,
it's hard to learn any language because if you don't understand what you're saying, it just puts you off actually saying it.
Waiata's really good, eh?
But Waiata is the best medium for learning languages.
Mm.
That's why I did those little ditties
initially great.
With
No
fair queen, no fair queen, where are you from?
Yeah. Well, that's how we teach children too, with Waiata. It just gets stuck in your head easier, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. Now, our last song here is I Can See Clearly Now, and we can. We will be able to see clearly now that COVID's over.
Mm.
But I actually wouldn't mind paying one more tribute song to the Queen. And that's okay. National anthem.
Well, it's
she deserves that.
You do like to throw one in there just to surprise me and keep me on my toes,
just to keep you on your toes.
What might this wire to be, fire? Hit me.
The national anthem.
Oh, the national anthem.
That's in respect of Queen Elizabeth II. Yep.
Okay, who do we want to...
I think this is our way of... both in te reo and in English.
Okay, is that one there? Hātia kapahaka. Or put te reo.
Yeah.
There's heaps of them, it's just choosing one there. Okay, maybe we'll just go back and should we try this one? This one? Okay. Yep.
That's that one.
Fingers crossed. By Hātia Kapahaka.
Right.
And now we're going to play Hayley Westenra. She must be like a lady now.
Yeah, she'd be quite a lady now before she was a young girl.
She was.
Yeah, and this is Hayley Westenra's version.
All right.
She definitely hit it. That was a good tribute to our national anthem in remembrance of Queen Elizabeth II, both in te reo Māori and in English.
Excuse
me. So I thought it was that was a good tribute to end our program with. But it's been good. Tēnā pārau atu. Engari. Me haere aho, me haere aho, me haere aho,
I better go.
Me haere aho, me haere aho, me haere aho, I gotta go.
We gotta go.
Yeah. Ka kite whangaroa.
Ka kite whangaroa. Yeah. Ngā mihi. Yeah. Kia kaha o te reo.
Māori.
Māori, ai.
Tēnei wiki.
Don't forget, sign up for Fire Lucy's classes.
Yeah.
Thank you, Fire. Kia ora.
Kia ora.
Ka kite.
Ka kite.